Yes, it's 1-2-3 on Phoenix FM with me, Bob Simpson. Now, the guide dog story started in 1931 with two British pioneers, Muriel Crook and Rosamund Bond. These remarkable women organised the training of the first four British guide dogs from a humble lock-up garage in Wallasey in Merseyside. Today, Guide Dogs is the world's largest breeder and trainer of working dogs, and thanks to their dedicated staff of volunteers, over 36,000 lives have been transformed through a guide dog partnership since 1931. Now, Brenda Weaver is a local Guide Dogs volunteer fundraiser and puppy walker, and Brenda's here now with David. Hi, Brenda.
Good afternoon, Bob, I should say. It's been a long day.
Yeah, oh, that's all right. You've been really busy setting up things for your autumn fair, haven't you?
I have. We're back after 2 years, after COVID.
Yeah.
And we're hoping we'll get lots of support from everyone.
Okay.
If you can come along.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that a bit later on, the detail of that. I see you're trying to keep David a bit quiet there. Please don't. I'd love him to bark on here. Now, I know you're very busy with guide dogs. Can you give us a rundown of all the things you do for them?
Yeah, my main role as a volunteer with guide dogs is I'm a puppy raiser. We've had our names changed this time round. We're now puppy raisers.
Right.
Because it involves much more than just walking a puppy.
Sure.
So we've been changed to puppy raisers. I am the local fundraiser for Brentwood and Billericay.
Yeah.
I go out speaking in schools, rotary clubs and things. I board for guide dogs and things. So I've got quite a few hats that I juggle.
Yeah, you're a very busy person, very dedicated as well, aren't
I'm very
you?
dedicated, yeah, to the course.
Well, we haven't seen you here at Phoenix since 2018, and since then we've had the pandemic. Now, that must have been a really difficult period for training guide dogs. How did you manage?
It was very difficult in COVID. All breeding stopped, which means that guide dog owners are waiting longer for their dogs.
Oh dear. Yeah.
A lot of the dogs what were out walking in COVID obviously got withdrawn for lots of reasons, because, you know, we couldn't get out and socially get them going. So it's been a hard time for guide dogs. All fundraising stopped for the 2 years.
Yeah.
And things. So we're trying to get back on track now with everything.
Right, okay. So you might have heard him there, and you've got brought trainee guide dog David with you. Now, I've been following David's progress on Facebook, and he seems like a remarkable dog. Yes, you do, mate. Yeah.
David is remarkable. Yeah. David is quite special to us because he is the son of our last guide dog puppy who went to stud,
right,
Thor. So David is his first son out of his first litter.
Okay.
And David is named in memory of somebody who passed away in COVID.
Oh.
From a quiz event we go to monthly in aid of guide dogs. So David is quite a special boy.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's doing remarkably well in his training. He's 11 months now. He's a very, very easy dog, very easy to live with.
Yeah.
Few quirks, but
okay,
it's good to have quirks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a nice boy.
Yeah, lovely. And last time you were here, you brought guide dog Aero with you, who had just retired from service. Is he still enjoying his retirement?
He's still enjoying his retirement. He's enjoyed David. David's
okay.
Been quite a challenge for him because David likes to play a lot. But they get on really well together.
Good.
And he loves his retirement and things.
Right,
yeah.
And I think you mentioned earlier as well, you sort of provide a hotel for guide dogs as well, don't
I
you?
I do.
So do they all get on well together when they come and stay
it's
with you?
It's surprising. Yeah, people always ask that, do they get on well? And yes, they do. I think they all know their own and they just get on with it.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
They are very good all together.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of what you used to do as well was street collections. Are you still doing that?
We are doing street collections. Obviously, it's only started this year.
Right.
We went out because we were told not to go out by guide dogs for our safety,
of course,
and everybody
yeah.
else's safety.
Yeah.
So, like I said, that fundraising did stop. But we're now back on track, hopefully, and it will all be... David's getting a bit bored now. But yeah, hopefully we're on track and we're still doing street collections. But not a lot of people carry cash now, so it's quite difficult.
No,
we don't get as much as what we used to.
Yeah, what
but
a shame.
But even just talking to people and making them aware of things, it's brilliant.
Spreading the word, yeah. So it's your fundraising autumn fair tomorrow. I know I've been to one of these before and they're great fun. Could you tell us all about it? What's going to happen on the
day? I can. We've renamed it this year Autumn Fair because coffee morning just seemed to be people are going to come for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's much more than that.
It's much more than that.
Yeah.
We've got beautiful raffle prizes. which a friend of mine does, Deb Marsden, and they're absolutely brilliant. So there's nice raffle prizes, there's stalls, lots of different stalls for you to come and buy things. I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Parry Cohen, who are absolutely brilliant, have sponsored us this year again, and Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, okay, who are really good supporters of ours. So them two companies are absolutely brilliant for us.
Great.
But if you can come along, there's no pressure. We don't get you to try and sign up for anything. It's just a nice morning of coming in, seeing hopefully lots of dogs. We're hoping lots of people turn up and looking forward to coming back.
Absolutely. You know? And one thing you haven't mentioned, cake.
Cake, there's always cake.
Yes.
There's plenty of cake. We've got our bakers all baking for us. So there's lovely homemade cakes. So please do come along and try and support us if you can.
Right. I notice that the event is being sponsored by Parry Cohen.
They are.
Do you get a lot of support from local businesses?
It was very hard, actually. When we closed down, we could have come back next year and done the autumn fair, but we thought it wasn't right to go back to businesses because they'd had such a hard time.
Of course, yeah.
But a lot of the businesses, Parry Cohen and Mount Avenue are our biggest sponsors,
right,
but we have the other estate agents, W&M Properties, who's given us some money and things. The BP garages have been great, giving us cups, and Woodland Avenue Bakery. So, yeah, because they know us in the area now, they are very good at supporting.
Excellent stuff. Well, a wonderful community event, and you do some great work, and thank you for coming along and telling us about it today. So just to recap, it's the Autumn Fair of the Guide Dogs at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, Mount Avenue Shenfield, and that's tomorrow, the 6th of October. Starts at 10:30 a.m, goes through till 1 p.m. There's craft stalls, jewellery, confectionery stalls and more, and cake. There'll be a raffle tombola and refreshments, and the best thing for me is all the puppies that come along.
Yeah, there'll be puppies there, hopefully working dogs, and maybe a few retired ones. So, you know, please do come and join us. We do like the support from the local community.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Well, thanks very much, Brenda, and I really hope it goes well tomorrow.
Thank you for inviting us in again.
I'm going to try and get there again myself,
good,
but I don't know. All right, thanks, Brenda. Cheers.
Lovely. Thanks, Bob.